At the end of my career in flying, I was assigned as a Deputy Fleet Information Officer at U.S. Pacific Fleet, where we put out all of the press releases for what's going on out in the Pacific and what have you. At the end of that tour, I was ordered back for duty at the Pentagon, never having served in the Pentagon here in Washington. Sometime a lot of aviators, at least, attempt to try to avoid that and what have you. And so I was in my rough 17th year or so. And so I got duty to OPNAV in the plans division in contingency planning. I know one of my bits of advice at SyncPAC Fleet of people who served in the Pentagon said, if you're going back to the Pentagon, I have some good advice for you, Ox. One said, don't rush back there and try to find a place before the Packers so they don't have to store your goods. He said, go back, take a month or two, Arno Valley or someplace, take a month or two, let them store your thing, and take your own time about where you want to live, because too many people rush back and then make quick decisions and then regret that decision the length of time they were in Arlington. So that was his first bit of advice. Don't rush back and do that. Take your own time about where you want to stay. Second bit of advice he gave me is don't live anywhere where you have to use that Shirley Highway to get to the Pentagon, which is now 395. It was just a four-lane drive at that time, because he said twice a day that is a parking lot. And don't live any. And the third thing is, don't live anywhere where you have to cross a bridge to get to the Pentagon. So putting all that together, wind up coming into Arlington. And I wound up at 1141 North Harrison Street, and I've been very happy that I made that decision. 4 miles from the Pentagon, and never any problems of commuting.